3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. So I'm going to read this post, and it is called "My Girlfriend Said She's Ashamed of Me." So let me read this post. It was Christmas Eve and my girlfriend and I was in a couple of her friends' house. I'm very introverted, and the first time I meet someone new or am in an unfamiliar place, I get too overwhelmed and don't participate much in conversations. The next day, she told me that it was rude of me to not participate. I asked her if she was ashamed of me, and she said she was. I already suffer from low self-esteem and self-hatred, and that really hurt me. I have never said anything remotely hurtful to her. I even lie sometimes so that I don't hurt her feelings, but she doesn't seem to care about mine. Am I in a toxic relationship? I am done with the reading. My thoughts is that I'm sure you would not mean harm to anyone. I'm sure that you can make new friends. I get that people are not very good with conversations. They may not have good communication skills. Their communication skills may not be the best. It's good to practice your communication skills. I know that there are people who have low self-esteem and self-hatred. Yes, you are in a toxic relationship. I just feel that's not too good to be aloof and not being able to meet new people, because you can actually build good friendships and still maintain your current friendships when people care about you and will not forget about you. I feel that it's okay to have time off alone and do things by yourself. I would not consider myself an introvert. I consider myself an ambivert. I wouldn't be with someone who would make me feel bad about myself. If you want to be with me, then you have to accept who I am as a person. If she wants to be with you, then she has to accept who you are as a person. I feel that you should tell her that, because what she said to you bothers you. I can tell that it has been bothering you. I feel that your girlfriend is not accepting of who you are, so she does not get why you are an introverted person. I feel that you and your girlfriend have two different personalities. You guys don't seem to have something in common, in my opinion. I feel that you have been pleasing her so she can stay with you. You are in a long-lasting relationship. You are in a place where you are obligated to be with her, so that raises red flags. This is not a happy relationship. I feel that you have been pleasing your girlfriend a lot, so she would be happy with you. Therefore, that makes her happy. If that's what makes her happy, then it is a red flag. There's nothing wrong with being happy in a relationship. She feels embarrassed to be with you because maybe she's not used to being with an introvert. Maybe she's not used to being around people who are introverted. Maybe she does not like people who are introverted. If she does not want to hear about your honest feelings, then it says a lot about her character. That shows how little respect she has for you, and that is my concern for you. When she does not take the time to listen to your feelings, she's never going to have compassion for you. You don't have to keep validating yourself to her because she's never going to listen to you. It's just a waste of energy to validate yourself to people who will not listen, to non-listeners. If it comes to the point when you are in a toxic relationship, then I suggest that you leave for sure. If I were you, I would work on communication, building self-esteem, and knowing how to stop pleasing people. Most importantly, learn how to make new friends. As long as these people are good enough to be in your life, these people have to accept who you are as a person. They shouldn't have a problem with being friends with an introvert. I learned that it is possible to make friends while you are an introvert. Stop limiting yourself as an introvert. I learned introverts can break their own shell and step out of their own comfort zone. You should step out of your own comfort zone. Maybe your girlfriend is the type of person to look for someone who is with her enough to either impress her or she'll impress them. She feels that you have to impress her the way you want her to. I don't like people like that. I feel that it's a sign of a user. Maybe she's taking advantage of you because she's looking for things other than love. That's not a healthy, happy relationship there. The relationship will be toxic if she does not listen to you, and that's a problem. Overall, you deserve better because you want to be with someone who can accept who you are as a person. Someone who is happy with who you are as a person. I don't think that there is any harm to be an introvert. Someone who is not ashamed enough to be with you and love you. You shouldn't feel ashamed to be an introvert at all. I don't have an issue with that. I'm okay with being around people who consider themselves as an introvert. It's best to leave because I can imagine what else she is going to do. I suspect that she would use you because she's trying to portray you a certain way. She's trying to change you. That's very unacceptable. Overall, it's not safe for you to be with her because she does not seem to be a patient person at all. She doesn't seem to be very accepting of you and who you are as a person. Overall, if she said that she does not want to be with you, then you should not force a relationship that's not going to be compatible between the both of you. I find it best to leave her because it seems that she's with someone to be impressed. She feels that being impressed makes her happy, and she does not seem to be giving you good vibes in a relationship. I feel her purpose to be in the relationship with you is completely wrong. I just find it very one-sided. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.